I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast.
Go on.
Where we, I can't remember. It's been too long. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, the most important question, really, why am I here? I was promised.
No episodes till March.
Yeah, this podcast was on hiatus till March.
Yeah.
Well,
it's January.
What's the date today, Sean?
January. I can't remember the date. I don't know, Tom.
It's not March.
Something in the 20s.
It's the 23rd of January.
Great day.
Time of recording.
It's a great day.
Disgusting.
And when you're hearing it, it's going to be slightly later. But basically what we decided to do was, it's nearing the end of January, and listeners, we need you to get hyped the fuck up about something. And that something is that fantasy football in 2023, it's back, baby.
I'm not angry anymore. I'm excited.
Sean, there's some exciting new players this year.
Fucking hell.
Including,
I mean, well,
my dad.
I wish he'd gone soft hands.
I think he's changing his name.
Oh, that's good.
He just couldn't work out it.
Kados the fucking weapon is back.
Yep.
He had the year off last year.
He did.
Did I tell you what happened with him last year?
No, what happened?
Told him that based on performances the previous year, he'd have to go in the reserves. He said, get fucked, cunt. He didn't want to play. Now he's been humbled, I think. He's back. He says he's just going to dominate the reserves.
Yeah, that's fair.
Time will tell. Reserves is looking spicy.
Last year, I looked at the reserves comp and I thought, I might do okay there. I'm going to have to work really hard to do well in the full comp.
Yeah.
I'm now looking at the weapons, which is the full comp.
Yeah.
I'm fucked. I'm looking at reserves. I'm also fucked.
At time of recording, we have three leagues.
Yes.
How Good's Footy Weapons.
Yes.
Now, that's for the big guns.
Yeah.
I don't know what we've called it in the past, referred to it
We just referred to it as like
the big boys league or something.
We've just been like the main league. How Good's Footy, the main league, and How Good's Footy Reserves. But we decided main league is not, I guess, a good enough representation of the caliber of player. It's pretty much the All-Stars team.
It is.
It's fucked up how good the Weapons League is. We are definitely the three shittest teams.
Oh, yeah.
In the Weapons League. By a mile.
I'm trying to think statistically if that is true.
Well,
Tom definitely is.
Yeah.
no offense.
Sean, there's no offense taken.
But like,
we are shit enough that when we were thinking about sorting out like a planned relegation from before the season starts, we were like, we can't really put anything hard and fast in because there is a big chance that one, two, or three of us are going to be the ones that fall into that relegation category.
Yeah, 100%.
And we can't get relegated out of our own league.
No, we can't.
No. Anyway.
That's embarrassing. Imagine being relegated. Imagine.
I won't allow it.
Thank you, Sean.
I will relegate anyone on a whim, though.
It's not bad attitude.
Can I say that it's like, just not any of us, but I also know that I'm on a knife's edge. If I do something fucking stupid at any point, I am a bee's dick away from you just going, no, you're out.
Well, I mean, it is also worth noting that a lot of the advantage we had at the start of last year was that there was some people in the main league that were still sort of finding their footing. That won't happen with the Weapons League. So we need to be scoring like 2,000 plus immediately or we're fine.
I think, though,
score sub 2,000, you're going to lose.
This year's going to be really interesting how people build their teams because there's not, it doesn't feel like there's as many cheap, like, bargains who will generate cash early.
I disagree with that.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, I mean, you only have to look at the top 10 draft picks.
Yeah, but but they're not
those,
cheap.
Those North Melbourne, no, well, they're not. What's cheap to you, though? Like, Ashcroft, I guess, yeah, number one draft pick. He's, I think, just under 300 grand.
Yeah.
So you mean there's not as many of the 190s?
Correct.
There's no 190s.
So there's no, like, Nick Martin, who was, like, 130, and then...
No, he was 190, because that's 190? The cheapest player in the league.
You do have little gems, though. So Darcy Wilmot played for the Lions. He's only played three games of footy. They were all finals.
Yeah.
Finals don't count. So he's coming through as, like, his bargain basement price. So you can get him for 200 grand.
Yep.
There's a hot tip.
But there's no like Nick Martin, there's no Tyson Stengel for 200.
Well,
there's
Nick
no
Martin, I think came into things quite late, didn't he?
He did, but
is
he's
a
also
a preseason supplemental player or rookie or
he got picked up in the last he came in
we,
really
we
late.
We might learn of Nick Martin-esque players between now and March when the season starts.
True. So why are we recording this episode now, John?
No, we're recording this episode now because as you've just heard us say,
we're building hype, Tom.
We're building hype, but also
last season I will just say, sorry to cut you off, Joel.
No, that's all right. Fantasy, we're building hype.
Fantasy, I think, came together really quickly, hence why the main league had a few players in it who were like big-time beginners.
Yep.
So there was some lopsided results.
And we're doing our best this year to be all over that, to make sure that the fantasy competition is both fun and exciting for all.
Should be fun for everyone.
Yes, especially the new league.
I have a dream.
You have a dream?
In the AFLM, every round one, you should play a team in a similar position to where you finished last year. That's my dream for the fixture. I honestly think like 15th should play 16th and
so
stuff
you reckon
like that.
1v2,
I want every
2,
team to
3,
go.
4.
Yep, that's what I want because I want every team to go into round one. I just remember being like a shit team and getting like the random having to play the Premier.
Yep.
And being like, oh, from round one, there's even no hope. Yep. Give everyone hope from the outset. I want everyone in fantasy footy to have hope that they can win games.
And also,
so we have tried to break it up. So we do have third league, which
the fun
we're going to call the Stu Martin Memorial League. The fun section felt like a better name.
It did. Stu Martin doesn't deserve a league named after him. Until he's redeemed himself.
If he redeems himself and wins and then gets bumped up, promoted, and then... My dream is for Stu Martin to one day win the Weapons League.
Oh.
Do you know what my dream is? And we've shared this dream,
well,
Sean.
Actually, yeah, we do have a bigger dream.
Our dream, Joel, is for Terrence to make his way through the fun section, eventually go to the Weapons, and face off against your dad in a grand final.
Oh, yeah, that'll be huge. A dad off.
Dad fight.
Dad fight.
Huge.
There is a lot happening. So, yeah, basically email Haggard's Footy if you want to join the Fantasy Footy League. That's an important thing you need to do. It's because we...
How many spots are available left, Sean?
I'd have to look at it, but like, if worse comes to worse, we'll just make a fourth league.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make that happen.
So there may be some shuffling of people to different
leagues. And we'll call that fourth league the fun section two, the Way of Water.
Oh, big time performer at the box.
Absolutely. Closing in, if you wanted some other juice, it hit 2 billion today, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. The time of recording hit 2 billion.
Don't bet against JC, boys.
Like 30 million away from cracking into the top, to becoming the fourth highest grossing film of all time.
One of the oldest lessons in the book. Never bet against JC. The Romans tried. Look what happened. They lost.
But we have another pretty big Haggard's Footy update, Tom.
Yes.
So on January 14.
It's true.
After pissing and shitting your pants for months, you walked into a tattoo parlor. And Tom, what is on your arm currently?
I'm currently the proud owner of a great tattoo.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
in its
It's healed up.
I saw it last week, I think it was, but it didn't. I didn't see the gold of the metal.
No, because that was blood.
Yes.
I'll get a photo and we'll post the proper photo.
We can
use
today. It's a good one. So it is a cow wearing a premiership medallion. It is Jeremy Cameron's cow. It looks great, I think. It's come up real nice.
Has Jezza responded to anything yet on social media?
No, nothing yet.
People should hit up Jezza. He's got to know this.
He's got to know this. Well, we might get to put a better photo up and I might tweet it out to the cats and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Start with the cats. Get there because they often will
bigger than I expected. More realistic, less cartoony than I expected.
Yeah, we tried a couple of options.
Different position than I expected.
Yes.
Lots of surprises.
Yeah,
we
non-stop surprises.
We spent the
was any of this planned, or did you just roll in and come out with this little masterpiece?
Well, so I had the design.
The little master.
Oh, wow. That's what they're calling this cow the little master, right?
Yeah.
Or the little masterpiece.
You know what I think? Do you think, like, if they were to win another one, that you would get another tattoo?
Get a second cow on top.
Add onto it? Like, you could add a player riding that easily.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this tattoo is in itself is complete.
Yeah.
The
just
dangerous.
Thinking of the possibilities with a cow. You really could have had, like, the, milking the cow into the Premiership Cup. There's all sorts of future possibilities, Tom.
But no. I just like the simple cow.
Leave it untouched.
I think so. I think it's. Sean. I can't change the 2022 grand final. It is what it is.
This is true. I had my doubts initially on position. Yep. Joel,
now you're
just in case Tom like got jacked and started pumping iron.
Mm-hmm.
It might stretch that out a bit.
It's not Sean. We all know one thing's not happening. I'm not getting jacked.
Okay. Well, it's worth noting that Tom and I were at a birthday party recently that was outside in a park.
Yep.
There was some basketball action. There was some football action. And there was some very sore boys after.
I am so sore today.
Someone brought a basketball.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. So we got to the park. We didn't have a basketball, but someone went home and got one.
Yeah. Was that from you?
Yeah. So they
didn't have a basketball.
Got a basketball. Got a footy.
Great. Obviously. Of course, you got a footy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You kicked the skin off it.
Oh yeah.
We were. Sean, you know what we learned?
Sorry, Joel. That photo of you kicking the footy in the rain, iconic stuff. I think
that's great. That
when I think of rain and football, I think of Zaharakis and I think of Joel Dusha.
It's a big photo,
boys. You're both quite sore, I imagine.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
This is something we never learn.
Stretch.
When we played basketball, whenever we kicked the footy.
Stretch.
I feel like we do stretch sometimes.
Oh, this weird. Me and Tom did not. In fact, we ate sausages just before we did this.
Oh, Jesus.
I had ice cream cake
and
then went and played a 2-on-2.
Oh, yeah. We all had ice cream cake, played a 2-on-2. And let me tell you, there was defense for the first point.
Yeah.
No D after. I stopped running, Sean.
Yeah. I got a lot of respect for an ice cream birthday cake.
Oh, yeah. There was two, in fact. Yeah.
I think... I had one at some point in the last few years for a birthday, and it's something that comes out a lot at kids' birthdays. And then I think it goes into the wilderness for a while.
Yeah.
And then you reach a certain point in your life where you're like, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's the Milo cereal point in your life.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That's the point in your life when you realize you can have it on any day, not just a special occasion.
Yeah. I'm going to buy some Milo cereal on the way home.
Just so you know, it's on special at Coles. Thank you, Coles and Milo.
Can confirm. Sorry, yesterday.
Lock that in.
Yeah.
I haven't had cereal for a while, and why not Milo?
Just on the tattoo, Sean, you want to discuss. So placement, so originally I was going to get it further around here and facing the other way.
Yeah.
And the tattooist at Crucible Tattoo in Kensington, Hayley, she did a fucking awesome job.
Fucking awesome job.
She did a very good job, and we spent like 20 minutes, she like, gave me a couple of options of sizes. We tried in different positions, and she was like, "I actually think having it here and bigger is probably the way to go." And I was like, "I'm in your capable hands. I trust you."
What I love about it, depending on t-shirt.
No, Sean, the fact that sometimes
when you wear a specific
it's just
t-shirt,
legs.
It's just legs. But if the t-shirt rides up a bit, you get a little bit of the cow teat.
Yeah,
love that because that's questions. That's great.
Well, the thing about it too is that people. Who's your sick? Okay, that guy's got a towel.
There's a great screenwriting piece of advice, and it's when you start a film, don't give information.
Correct.
Give questions.
Oh.
That's how to do his questions.
Well, people go, cow? But
the
why
rest
a cow?
Of your life, Tom.
And I say, do you remember 2022?
And they'll go, no, I don't.
And you'll be like, I do.
I do.
Let me show you an Instagram video.
Let me tell you about a man named Jeremy
a simple farmer boy that is now a national hero.
Of my heart and my arm. No, I'm very happy with it. And you know what the dangerous part of it is? I'm probably going to get another one.
Yeah.
A second cow.
No, I think I know.
I might be getting a shark tattoo, boys.
A specific kind of shark?
I might be getting the hammerhead shark tattoo.
I love that.
Not fully related. That's just for Tom.
Yeah.
You should get the shark riding the cow.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus. I'll probably get another, but it was a great process. Very happy with it. Mum and dad, big fans of it.
That's good.
Just got around in a big way.
Brother Jacob, what's his reception?
I sent a photo to him and he was like, fucking hell, that looks. His reaction was, it looked better than what I think he thought it was going to be.
Sure,
He may or may not know some Geelong players, but
he
get him to show.
Oh.
Hey, there you go.
That's the best way to get it.
Hey, Jacob, you might listen to this, maybe. Fucking get him to look at it.
Yeah, and then get him to show it to Jezel.
Yeah, correct.
That's the way.
He Grant knew about it at the wedding.
About the tattoo.
About the tattoo, yeah, we were talking about it at the wedding.
Imagine how impressive it would have been if he'd seen the tattoo because you had the tattoo when you won the premiership.
Guys, here's the thing. We know why I didn't get the tattoo in November.
because you weren't going to get it.
No, because I had no money. But yeah, no, that's the thing. The dentist, I think, prepared me for the tattoo, because I tell you what, going to the dentist and getting your teeth cleaned after not going to the dentist for 9 to 10 years, way more painful than anything a tattoo could do to me.
If you want to help Tom with money, you should sign up to the Scaredy Boys Patreon.
Yes. That'll help me get another tattoo.
$5 a month, lots of bonus content.
There's a lot going on.
There's also a lot going on.
Just while we're talking about tattoos, so I've obviously got one. I just want to check. The pledge is live again for 2023.
Oh, yeah. Tattoo? I mean, the pledge is if Essendon win a final.
Thank you. Just want to clarify. And Sean?
Oh, no, I think the funny thing is no one's ever going to get a tattoo ever again. Now you've got one. No, Tom, it goes without saying. It's absolutely live. The pledge is live.
Can I ask you about a separate pledge, Sean?
I'm not shaving my head.
No, no, no.
Getting a tattoo.
I've got a for both?
Well, that is a big call.
Mm. And
I have to think about that.
Speaking of pledges that result in winning.
Still heartbroken about that.
I know, mate. I know.
Speaking of, I've got a fucking envelope in front of me that.
Well, before you open the envelope, I just want to get on this pledge.
Yep.
Would you get a pledge if the team on your hat also won?
This is big by you. I have thought recently about what kind of Celtics tattoo I would get.
You could just get a shamrock, mate.
Nah, don't get a shamrock.
Yeah, that's That's a rough tattoo, Tom. Yeah,
fuck the Irish.
Oh. Yeah, just get a tattoo that says John Carney loves Ireland.
That's true. My dad would fucking.
You know
love
you should
it.
Get
probably the only tattoo my dad would.
You know
respect.
You should get just a pint of Guinness.
Nah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay,
no,
so what we've
not
learned,
as a tattoo in your hand.
I was going to say, what we've learned today is that Tom should never be in charge of designing tattoos.
He never will be. Tom, you'll know this one. I really love it. There's a picture of like Al Horford with the young players.
Yes.
And then him older. I believe it's in like Master Splinter sort of style.
Yeah.
I quite like that. But the risk with NBA players is like one of them's just going to be a cunt at some point.
That's why I got a cow, not a man.
Look. If Brisbane had won in 2019, I'd probably have a tattoo right now that said Faganism.
Man.
Cunt.
I like you going back to that tattoo shop and be like, yeah, can you just make it a P? Just put me in. I'm going full Wiccan. Anyway, you have an envelope, speaking of Brisbane.
I do. We haven't been to the studio since what?
Since
grand final day. Brisbane group chat member Jess offered to buy some badges for people. She sent them down. It didn't quite get here in time for the grand final, and then I haven't wanted to think about it since. It's just been sitting here. I haven't been back. It makes me quite sad.
New year, but Sean. New year.
I'm going to open it. I can't actually remember.
Can't remember who you got. So
I can't remember
surprise.
Which players I got.
Can we? How many have you got, Sean?
I think I got two.
Okay, we're gonna try to guess. I reckon you've got an Orla,
and
bear in mind, I don't know if I got like my first choices. It was more of a this is what's available.
I reckon an Ali Anderson.
Ali and Orla?
Ali and Orla.
That would be fucking good.
I hope it's the Hosking twins.
Oh, it is an Orla.
Hey!
Oh, you know what? I didn't know how I'd feel. I feel happy.
Sean, you know how I know you're happy? Your eyes actually lit up. Like.
Oh, and Hickey. I love Hickey.
Oh, good.
Thank you to Jess. That is.
Those are some good badges.
Your eyes lit up when you saw Orla.
You can't get these. Down here in Melbourne, so I love that. That's
they're awesome. Rare badges.
They're rare.
Oh, that's magic time. Mental health check. I'm living on a farm.
Yep.
I have come back.
How's
to
the road
record.
To inner peace, mate? Is it out on a farm?
It was fine until you were driving towards.
Yeah, I do. I come back here and I Sense start Radio to studios. Feel the crushing weight of the disgusting city of Melbourne.
Yep.
That's all right.
I think just quickly to bring us home while you're being a farm boy, because we wanted to keep this nice and short so that you don't kill us or yourself on air.
That's right. I'm looking at Orla and I'm happy again, but continue.
Do you want to talk us through the four-wheel drive tractor incident?
Well, now we're going to get sad again because that was a crushing day.
A crushing day? Joel.
The farm
prime
I'm on.
Primetime hat.
No.
I
forgot about the hat.
So the farm I'm on.
I've never forgotten about the hat.
The farm that I'll never forget. The farm that I'm on, right down the edge of the property is the water.
The beach.
The beach, yeah. Takes a bit to get to. My old man has taken his massive tractor with like a mower attachment on the back.
Yep.
Cut a path. Told me the path was ready for action. It's a little bit wet there, so I was told to put – I've got like a four-wheel drive sort of farm utility vehicle.
Yep.
It's two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. He said, gun it in four-wheel drive, you'll be fine. I'm approaching the part that looks fucked, and I know. I look at it and I go, that's fucked. I cannot get through that.
Yep.
But what am I to do? My dad's told me I can't.
You can't, so, you can't let him
so
down.
So I put it in four-wheel drive and I gunned it and immediately got bogged. And then my girlfriend went down to the water to chill out. My dad was like, I'll come down with the tractor and get you out of there.
Well, at least he told you to do it. You haven't just gone.
Yeah.
You haven't gone full cowboy and just.
But I felt bad for wasting my dad's time because now he was having to come down.
Yeah.
He comes down and then I'm like, where's the tractor? And he goes, it's bogged. And then he goes, but it's all right because my mate's coming down with a rescue tractor for the rescue tractor. He comes down. He gets bogged. So now we've got three vehicles bogged. Dad says, jump on the front of the four-wheel drive utility thing and jump up and down and I'll try and gun it and get it out. So he does
that. So you're standing
on I'm on top of it. I'm slipping. There's mud everywhere. It's a fucked situation.
So you're jumping.
You know how dads are like psycho?
Yeah.
It's like that. They don't worry about OH&S. I'm slipping on top of this thing. The wheel starts spinning. I get completely covered in mud. I'm wearing my Jason Tatum Boston Celtics jersey.
Oh, nice. No.
Crucially, I'm wearing my prime time
TV hat.
My TV hat, the hat that I wore when we were on TV, Tom.
Yep.
My cowboy hat, which I love dearly. It got covered in mud.
Mm.
I didn't really know how to deal with this. I looked at the instructions for the, you know, how to look after the hat. It said warm, like hand wash. So I did that. I washed it in a bucket. Then when it dried out, it's lost its essence. The shape of it is completely fucked. It's a piece of shit hat now. And it breaks my fucking heart.
Sean, I think you know what you need?
So I'm on the search for a new cowboy hat.
Now
I should say,
we need some money for a primetime hat, so you should become a member of the Skeety Boys Patreon.
Yeah, that should
$5
be a stretch goal. Sean, cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Primetime hat.
The cowboy hat that Kurt Russell wears in The Thing.
Yeah.
That's too much hat.
Fuck, it's too much hat for one man.
I have located online the cowboy hat, the same one. Part of me is like, am I on a quest for a new cowboy hat now? I don't know.
Whoa.
All these questions.
If you've got a spare cowboy hat, there's a P.O. box. You can just send it here.
Yeah.
Sean can try it on.
I fucking love a cowboy hat. God.
There's a lot going on.
There's tattoos. There's cowboy hats.
Very good. Lots of kangaroos. My dog's loving it. So, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Inner peace. I think it does exist outside of
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Farm life is inner peace.
Yeah.
Well, because if you're living in Melbourne and your primetime hat got fucked, that would be the end of it. That would be the end of everything.
Probably would have blown up the city.
Yeah.
And I'd be justified.
Yeah. No court would find you guilty.
No.
They wouldn't even have the case. They'd throw it out.
Well, the court's gone because you've killed the city.
I'd inject money straight into my bank account. But you've done everyone a favour.
So
all the small country towns in Victoria are like, thanks for getting rid of the city, champ.
Every judge in the city's like, I've always wanted to wear a cowboy hat on the stand.
Oh, cowboy judges.
Imagine if,
instead of the wigs, they wear cowboy hats.
Yeah, the wigs are dumb. Bring in a cowboy hat.
Imagine an alternate reality where nothing else is different except
that. I reckon the world would be 15% happier.
I reckon it would too.
Pretty good. It'd be fun to go to court.
Oh, yeah. I'd be drink driving all the time.
Jury duty, sign me up, please. That one flew under.
I think I was like trying to think of like what would get you to county court. And for some reason, that was the first one that came to my head. I have never drunk drove, just to make that clear.
You should have said punching your neighbor in the face.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my neighbor has it coming. So yeah, going to go to county.
Every neighbor has it coming. You know what's good about farm life?
No neighbors.
Where are they?
I don't know if you've discussed it on how good
3 hours down the road.
It's fantastic.
I don't know if you discussed on the show before, Sean, but it came up recently again that how much you hate when your neighbors put out your bins.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
It's just something that some people like, and it's just funny that makes you explosively angry.
No, because I think quite often I'll put a bit of my rubbish out late.
Oh,
by
yeah.
late, I mean I'll just do it the last thing on bin night and yep. then drag it out. And so if someone puts it out, that's annoying.
That is annoying.
Yeah.
Hands off.
If you're going to put it out, bring it in.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Hey.
You putting it out is like a contract that you're going to bring it in.
Don't do half the fucking job.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Man.
Yeah, fucking neighbors.
Fuck
Who
em.
Needs them? Live on a farm, everyone. Get Fine. A cowboy hat. Live on a farm.
Think of inner peace.
So this has been a How Good's Footy update. Make sure you email us if you want to be in the fantasy football.
Yes. Yep.
If you're thinking about it, just fucking do it. But if you abandon your team, yep. you're dead to us.
Yeah.
Let us know like level as well. If you've played before, if you think yep. you're a beginner, if you have played before, I wouldn't mind an average sort of score.
Yeah. If you're just like, yeah, I'm getting.
Because
like
if you're pushing 2000s every match, like you've got to go in the weapons
yep.
league.
Yeah.
Where you belong. Where you hope to belong.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I think you were nearly there and you weren't averaging 2,000, Tom, but like, you know. You're half a player away.
Yeah.
My average.
That's all it is.
That's literally all it is.
Yeah. It's a game of inches.
I backed a couple of wrong horses early.
That's what happens.
You know?
Happens to the best of us.
My team fell apart after the buys. I had a strong start and then. Yeah. I also lost a game where I scored 2,200. So
rising,
I'll just go fuck myself.
A rising star on the weapons, our boy Brandon from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a mate in the fun section.
Oh.
And I'm very scared. I think that mate's going to have
explode.
A lot of intellectual property. Going to knock us out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you want to join
they want the Canadian double.
If you want to join the comp, you want to achieve the Canadian double, you need to send an email. Let us know. howgoodsfooty@gmail.com and help Sean get a new hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love
Head
that.
To the Skinny Boys Patreon.
Yep. And check How Good's Footy. I'll put a photo up of my tattoo. So yep. keep an eye on that.
And we'll be back in March unless something else comes up and
Don't
we do
you
a surprise
fucking
episode.
Dare do that to Sean.
That's right. I'm just looking at this badge. I'm happy.
I'm glad, mate.
Maybe inner peace is Irish footballers.
Whoa. That's something for
Tom,
all of us to
commendable
think about.
Too. Well done on the tattoo. Oh, yeah, nobody mate. Thought it was ever going to happen.
Yeah. Least of all Tom and Sean.
Well,
and
I mean, least of all Geelong winning the premiership for a start and then the tattoo happening. Unbelievable.
I reckon the path to that tattoo happening was the moment you stood for Jez's goal.
Me?
Yeah.
What goal did I stand for? I can't remember. In the grand final?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because I was tricked, wasn't I? Didn't I think
it was
danger?
Yeah, danger, but he handled it to him.
Oh, hoodwinked.
Yep. You got tricked.
Hoodwinked by a fellow farmer. Respect there. He's got cows. I've got cows.
He loves tractors.
I've got a tractor.
You've got a tractor.
I've seen two of them bogged.
He probably has too. Yeah. He's been rescuing people out that way who get bogged.
Wow.
With his tractor. He's been going out and helping people get unbogged and then posting videos of him driving back with them on the trailer.
Yeah, the same person. He's just got.
Maybe that's why you resented him, Sean. Is you looked at him and you went, you're as angry as I am.
You're just a slightly less attractive me.
It's true. Yeah.
Go footy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.